Redefining what makes art great and who decides. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Kerry James Marshall began by disappearing. Back in the early 1980s, he painted a portrait of the artist as a shadow of his former self. It's a black background that envelops the face of a black man. Just the white of his eyes and teeth are visible, barely. Ralph Waldo Ellison's The Invisible Man inspired the piece and set Marshall on a career-long path of exploring how black people are represented in the U.S. KCRW's art critic Hunter Drohojoska Philp went to check out his new exhibit at MoCA, or the Museum of Contemporary Art, and is here now with this week's Art Talk. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, Larry.
So how did Ellison's The Invisible Man change the way Marshall painted?
Well, The Invisible Man was written by a black author about his invisibility in society. It was his first book, wildly popular, and it has resonated with Marshall to this day because it led him to think about how there is so little black art in museums and in art history books. And in fact, here's how he describes it in his own words.
If you look at the historical narrative of art, I mean, we do have to contend with this idea of the quote-unquote old masters, you know. And that I had to recognize that in that pantheon of old masters, there are no black old masters.
Well, that audio comes to us from the Museum of Contemporary Art, Chicago. Tell us about some of the pieces you'll see at MoCA, perhaps one that struck you the most.
Well, you'll see how he really is known for black figure painting, and he specifically uses painting because that is the most traditional medium. That is the medium of the old masters. He paints genre scenes, he paints portraits, and what is really amazing are these landscapes that really propelled him to his first visibility in the art world in 1995, the Garden Project.
Is there something in particular about Marshall's background, his personal experiences, that influences work?
Well, the Garden Project in particular features housing projects seen here in Watts and also in Chicago. But he moved to Watts in 1963, just a couple of years before the Watts riots. And what he represents is not urban blight in this painting, but this housing project is a kind of Eden, his memory of being of childhood, of bluebirds singing and sun rising and palm trees. And of course, it's more poetic than a lecture about how things change and about how black life in that area is also perceived and represented by the media.
So let's talk about that for a second, because when you look at, well, you take a cursory look anyway at Marshall's paintings, they seem optimistic. You've got pieces about romance, about courtship. What does that say about him?
Well, I think he's always been very conscious of trying to portray a larger black experience and not fall into the sort of stereotype of black gangster or black poverty or black or ghetto rich or something like that. He's trying to portray people as he knows them to be in a much more wide-ranging manner. You'll see his paintings of courtship are lovely. They include banners and hearts and flowers and frameworks and framed photographs, and sometimes they include glitter and curlicues. And Marshall, you know, Kerry James Marshall was awarded the 1997 MacArthur Fellow. His approach to art history is so knowing and so thoughtful, but he's never become discouraged by his project. He's been at it for, you know, decades now, and the paintings themselves evolve in this show. You see how he as an artist has grown from his roots to what he is today, and how he also doesn't shy away from experimentation. I mean, the last paintings in this show are these large, abstract, sort of Rorschach blot paintings that look like abstract expressionism in bright colors, but they're actually sort of asking us to look at, to bring our own perception of what abstraction can be. Can it be neutral expressionism? Are his paintings, in fact, neutral? Are any paintings neutral? I think he's really questioning that stance. You know, when we go to an art a museum, we don't see a completely objective view of history. We see an edited and curated view of history, and who makes those choices? How do they make them? So when we look at Kerry James Marshall's paintings, all of those questions and answers can come into play.
So Kerry James Marshall's Mastery is on display at MoCA Grand Avenue in downtown L.A. Through July 3rd.
And for more on Kerry James Marshall, you can go to my blog. It's kcrw.com/art talk.
Hunter Drohojoska Philp with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thanks.
Thank you, Larry.